Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. We are very happy to be in the tower room of the air castle again today, because through its great windows we see so many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of every day. Soon, clickety-clack, the little wooden man will be here with Bugler Murphy and Happy Duck and all of the other members of the air castle family. And while we're waiting for them, shall we sing the song about the three little pigs? A jolly old pig once lived in a sty, and three little piggies had she. She waddled about saying, while the little one said, wee wee. She waddled about saying, while the little one said, wee wee. My dear little piggy, said one of the pigs, my dear little brother, said he, let us all for the future say, tis so childish to say, wee wee. Let us all for the future say, tis so childish to say, wee wee. So after a time, these little pigs died. They all died of philodesy, from trying so hard to say, when they only could say, wee wee. From trying so hard to say, when they only could say, wee wee. A moral there is to this little song, a moral that's easy to see. Don't try while yet young to say, if you only can say, wee wee. Don't try while yet young to say, if you only can say, wee wee. Ah, that's the song about the three little pigs. Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy sometimes think it's a very sad little song, but of course it's only a song. And while we're waiting for them, shall we sing the song about the little dog who was lost? Perhaps Yip, that funny little wooden dog, will hear us singing it and hurry upstairs. Yip is coming upstairs now, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, here he is. Hello, Yip. Hello, Yip. Oh, we're glad to see Yip. Have you seen Clickety Clack, Yip? He'll be upstairs pretty soon? Oh, we're glad to hear that. I should say. All right. Here he comes now. Clickety Clackety Clickety Clack. Little wooden man, 1 foot high. Hello, Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy. Ah, they're happy little fellows. Have you been working in your flower gardens again today? You have? Oh, that's wonderful. Chrysanthemums and geraniums and oh, everything. Here comes President Pip, Bugler Murphy. Perhaps you'd better blow the salute on the new little bugle. Hello, President Pip.
Well, howdy-do, howdy-do. Well, goodness me. Here I am, just about in time. Well, Storyman, you know, I found a new room in the air castle again.
Still another room. My, but this is a great air castle. It seems to have an endless number of strange rooms in it. Is it a pretty room?
Well, I should say it is, and I would like to have you come and see it with me.
Oh, we'd be delighted, President Pip. Who is that?
Oh, that's Mr. I've been having a little bit more trouble with him again.
Really, President Pip?
Really, I wouldn't say so if I didn't. But I won't say anything about it now.
Hello, Mr.
Hello, Mr. How do you feel now? Do you feel better?
No. Feel very, very bad.
Feel very, very bad. Want to see Story Man? You know what I told him? I told him that he better learn how to swim, and we've been having quite a time with him, trying to teach him how to swim.
Mr. Swim gets water. Not good.
Well, you wouldn't keep your head up when you were swimming. I wish you'd been here when we taught Blinkety Quack and Billy Murphy how to swim. Maybe you could learn how to swim.
Mr. Owl, couldn't you learn at all?
No. Walk, water gets too deep overhead. Not can breathe.
Well, of course, you have to move. He was so frightened of the water, he wouldn't even move. He wouldn't splash his hands or anything.
Oh, you have to kick your feet and paddle with your hands to learn how to swim, Mr. Huh?
Oh, no, only make jump for dance, not for water.
Oh, well, what can you do? Goodness me. Well, you come with us. Maybe you'll see something very interesting. Come on, Tickety-Clack.
Tickety-Clack is very curious to know what's in this new room. So is Bigley Murphy. Well, here's Boppa with a funny little clown, too.
Well, howdy-do, just in time. Careful, Tickety-Clack. You're in too much of a hurry.
Oh, Clickety-Clack has fallen downstairs again, President Pip.
Oh, I wonder if he hurt him. Did you hurt yourself, Clickety-Clack?
No, he didn't hurt himself.
One wooden man ago, somersault, bouncy, down the stairs, bumping nose.
Yes, but he's made of wood. That's one good thing. It doesn't hurt him. Bugler Murphy always gets so excited and frightened when Clickety-Clack falls downstairs, and then he seems to think someday he might... He might break in two or something.
Oh, that would be good for President Pip. Where is this beautiful room you spoke of?
Well, it's just along this gallery here. Come on, turn to the right here.
Clickety-Clack is leading the way. My, this is a beautiful corridor, isn't it?
Well, it's been here a long time. I sometimes come along here to see the paintings on the wall. You see that painting there?
Yes, President Pip. Who is that?
That's, well, all it says, a painting of a gentleman. It was done by a famous artist years ago. They didn't used to say very much about their painting. They'd say, portrait of a lady, or portrait of a girl, or portrait of a child, or something, and that's all. And the rest of it would all be in the painting itself.
Yes, very beautiful. It must be quite old, too.
Well, I guess this... You know what I think? I think this part of the air castle is very, very old. Here's the door right here. I'll open it.
Oh, President Pip, isn't it beautiful? Oh, a great, beautiful room with a ceiling about, it must be about 20, 24 feet high. And the walls are covered with rose-colored brocade.
And isn't it beautiful? And there's a design in the brocade that's kind of like harps and music and things. Oh, come on over here, Story Man. Here's something I want you to see.
Isn't the furniture quaint and beautiful, though?
Yes, most of it is covered with gold leaf. It's covered with gold leaf and beautiful. See the cushions? And some of them are pink and some of them are green. What do you think of the fireplace?
Oh, such an enormous fireplace. Almost as large as the one in the tower room.
Yes, I think it is. Just about the same size. About 10 feet high. They used to have wonderful times. See all these seats around the fireplace? They used to gather around here. And see that little instrument over there? I think they call it a little clavicle or harpsichord. It was the beginning of the invention of the piano.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it, President Pip? See the tiny little legs it stands on.
Yes. But here's something I want you to see most of all. Come on over here. And I think it's magic, too, because when it plays... Look, Story Man.
Oh, what is it?
Well, it's a music box. and used to play beautiful music while I would sit around and listen. And if you listen now, I'll play it for you. Because it's wonderful. It's very, very old.
Yes, it is pretty, Bugler Murphy said.
Isn't that nice? Now you see? Can you see anything strange?
Oh, tiny people, the dance. Oh, where come from? Where come from?
See, those are little elfins. They come out and dance. They're little elves. All dressed up in little, cute little suits. See, they're dancing around. Hello, little elves. Hello, little elves. They live in the music box, and when it plays, they dance. Isn't that pretty? See, that's pretty. All you have to do, you can push this. You can push this here, and see, like this. And play another little, different little tune. Pretty. Oh, they used to have lovely times.
Oh, isn't that pretty, President Pip? Let's just listen to it.
Have to get a little oil, I guess, and oil that little squeak in it. It's been here a long time. It's old. They used to have these long before they ever had any phonograph. People couldn't believe their ears when they heard it playing music by itself. They would sit and listen all evening. And just amazed.
Oh, that's lovely, President Pip. Does it play anything else? I think this is very fascinating.
Well, let's see now. Turn it on here. Little music box concert, children, from the new room of the air castle. Sometimes I talk like a radio announcer from the land of every day, don't I?
Well, all the children can hear it. I hope they like this music. You know, it would be wonderful if all the children could gather here with us in this great, beautiful air castle.
Yes. But it's so hard to find the way here is the trouble. There's only about 1 in 10,000 can find the winding stairway where it starts. Oh, Strangman, here's a pretty one. I want you to hear this one. I've played it before. This is really pretty. It starts out with a pretty chord. Now, what's the elves dance? This is the one I like. So they're talking to each other, see?
Oh, I wonder what they're saying.
Well, I used to study elf language, and I used to know some of it, and I can't speak it very fluently now.
Oh, aren't they cute little tiny people, though? They have an interesting little language all their very own. Aye, but that's pretty, President Pip. Oh, there go the magic bells, President Pip. I'll have to leave you and go back to the land of every day.
Well, I think we'll just stay here a little while and listen to some more of the music.
The magic bells are ringing for all the good little girls and boys everywhere because they are so good. The little girls and boys who may have been naughty because they are not going to be naughty anymore. Goodbye, children. Be good. And you'll be happy.